stands for one name. Jews aim and slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
How were you at all nervous when Smart was on the third row launching up the potential game tying shot?
Nervous? No. I would have been nervous if he didn't. That's just what he does. That's why I don't get it.
It was on such a line. I'd be unbearable if that had gone in. Just unbearable.
If it had gone in. Listen to you.
Well, first of all, clear foul on Chris Paul. These refs.
Chris Paul's never fouled anyone in his life. Don't you do this.
When you're right, you're right.
It's been, 12 years, never committed a foul. That's how good a defender that guy is.
Chris Paul, I mean, they're 30-1, or 31, whatever the fuck the number is, with the three of them playing. I would like to see it with just Capella and Harden, because I'm pretty sure it's the exact same record.
Probably. I don't know, even from me, I feel like they were, 15-3. They lost three times as many games without Chris Paul. Yeah, it was still three, though. they were basically fine without him.
Really struggling without that Paul fella.
Yeah, what can you do? I think without Harden, they're 5-3. I know that's got to be the biggest part.
Yeah, I can't believe he only missed 8 games. When he first went down, they were like, oh, we might not see him till March.
He saw Chris Paul about to take over, and he was like, oh, fuck no. We'll come back, and everybody's going to be running half-court sets, shooting mid-range jumpers. Get that out of here.
That's what I don't understand about that game. Houston's objectively a very good team. But, Harden...
Strong three.
Harden didn't go off against us. I think he was, 5-17 or something. Terrible, terrible shit.
Yeah, that sounds like a normal James Harden game.
Right, that's bad. That's bad. That's bad.
Yes, finished with 26. That's a regular James
Harden. Right, yeah. I mean, there weren't a lot of fouls in that game by either team. No one was really living at the free throw line, but I think he was 11 for 11 or some shit from the stripe.
Yeah, 11 of 13, so okay. It would appear he was living there.
And Chris Paul had 4 fouls in the first 5 minutes of the game. I think he finished with 4 fouls.
That's how you do it, man. You start off physical, either they call it, and if they don't, you're Gucci. If they do, then you still be as physical and be like, you can't call it. It's the fourth quarter. And the ref's you're right.
Yeah, D'Antoni didn't even think about benching him because he's what, they're going to foul Chris Paul out on national television? Or over my ass there?
I'd like to see him try.
So good for Houston. I was ready to proclaim us the second best team in the West if we had swept them on the air. It's no such luck.
I was going to say, I was waiting for Marcus Smart to do the jump in front of James Harden play.
We didn't call it. It was outrageous.
I was going to say, Stevens to y'all's coach of the year?
Save, you know what? I feel like the Rockets are very they've got a short term memory. They would be a good quarterback prospect. They make an interception, they forget about it immediately. Good play, they forget about it immediately. You don't want to remind them the both times because then it's on the tape. Then they know it's coming in the finals for when we play Houston. And so that.
And what the tournament we just thought up? Which tournament y'all playing in?
I don't think there's any amount of scenarios that could come about where those two would be the final. I saw many people man, I'd love to see 7 games of that in June. It's is there a loser's bracket now? How's that going to happen?
Yeah, round robin, double elimination.
I still don't see how Houston's going to beat Golden State. I really don't.
Never have, to be fair. I just I've always thought it was fighting fire with fire, and you just don't have the best fire.
And I don't think that's a knock on Houston, because I saw a lot of people.
Not at all. I think they're comfortably the second best team in the league.
Right.
And in just about any other year where there's not a Golden State, they're probably your title favorites.
Right. They would drub the Cavs.
Yes, they would drub the Cavs. I think they would drub the very first Warriors.
From 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first time the Warriors one ring. I think if this team, this Rockets team, played that Warriors team, I think this Rockets team will win.
I could see that.
But guess what? It ain't that year. They got to they got to play these fucking Kevin Durant led Warriors, and it sucks for them.
At what point does the Kevin Durant signing look more like a necessity than the luxury it was when they first got him?
I think after this one, something's going to shake this summer, and they're going to be like, man, because it'll be the whole like chicken or the egg. Well, that's why they had to do it, because of Durant. Well, maybe Durant saw this coming. So I think, yeah, after they win a comfortable 5-game series against Tombstever, that's when it starts to become. And when LeBron also goes to New Orleans.
New Orleans has zero money. How are they going to do that?
Neither did Miami. Just saying.
True. True. So New Orleans.
They had to pull some strings.
New Orleans first has to sign Pat Riley, and then look Correct. Out. Look out.
Who's the face of the Pelicans front office?
Us.
Exactly.
Us?
Yeah, exactly. And Pat Riley looks way better than us. So that's an easy sale.
It's true. That Miami Sun's been kind to him.
So, yeah, you get him there. He would get LeBron there. Tell Boogie to wait to sign off. And he would also sign Paul George somehow. They wouldn't have a first-round pick until 2046. But it'd be worth it.
It's fine.
It'd be more than worth it.
If a single Pelicans fan out there had a problem with that, they don't deserve to be running with the cans. I've often said that.
It's simple and plain.
Is Kawhi going to be on the Spurs next year?
I don't know. It could, like, this could all sound really silly in, like, 2 months.
Like a week. It could sound
silly.
Yeah,
stupid. He could come back, be grinning, like, oh, yeah, he scores 30 points a game and also locks up. He and Popovich were seen drinking wine in downtown San Antonio. Like, they're fine. But then again, I don't know. This does seem, like, bizarre. And it's not like he's been injured before. So this isn't, like, the first time he's dealt with an injury there. Right. This seems, I don't know. Do you think he's out of there?
All I'm saying is my ears have perked up, especially when he's getting, or at least someone in his camp is reporting that he's frustrated. He doesn't have like a signature shoe line, like stuff that, like Tim Duncan had the worst shoe line of all time. He was fine with it. You never heard a peep out of Timmy D.
No.
Kawhi, I feel like, and you could tell me if this is a stretch. I feel like Kawhi is just being vocal about the stuff Kyrie was thinking when he was in Cleveland.
I just want to be bigger.
Well, it's because when you're on the Spurs, there is kind of this shadow of, oh, you're just part of this well-oiled machine. Like the Spurs right. made Kawhi. Kawhi didn't make the Spurs.
Right.
And Kyrie.
Kawhi didn't even make Kawhi. It was that great staff, you understand.
So it's like Kyrie, everyone just assumed everything was fine. It's like, oh, he plays with LeBron. He's on the best team in the East. Like, well, no one will want to leave this situation. It's like, oh, you play on the Spurs. You got Popovich. Like, you see what they do year in, year out, signing all these random obscure players and making them title contenders. Like, why would anyone want to leave that? And Kyrie, it kind of came out of nowhere. Like, oh, why does this guy want to get traded? And instead, Kawhi is just being very vocal about, what would appear to be non-traditional reasons to want to get out of a place.
I don't even think the Kyrie stuff came out of nowhere, because it was like his team had to like beg him not to do it right after they won a title, because he was like, yeah, I'm ready to go now.
True.
I saw the Kawhi. It was like he's making $500K now, I think, on his shoe deal, which makes sense, considered right. like those run very long and happened a long time ago. But it was like on the next deal, they want to pay him like $2 million. I was like, that seems way too low for Kawhi Leonard.
Well, if you think about it, he doesn't have a market bigger than Lillard right now for, like, specifically selling sneakers.
No, I agree. It's just wild to think that. Like, even Clay is getting, like, $10 million. Like, he had to go overseas, but
right.
I'd go overseas for $10 million versus two.
Oh, easy. Without question. If he played in Chicago, what would he be looking at?
Shoot. Oof. The shoe company still work with Chicago after the Derrick Rose thing? It just went off the entire city. There's nothing LaVine could do to get a shoe. Like, guys, I just averaged 45. We're still waiting to. We were playing out by ear.
I basically just didn't want to say Boston, but fine. If Kawhi played for the Celtics, what's he looking at?
For shoe? I forgot. I think it'd go the other way.
Lower?
Yeah, much. 50K.
I'm telling you, that's where my, like, the Anthony Davis stuff is going to infuriate me until the end of time. So I'm just going to keep looking at other options. And right now, all this Kawhi stuff's really weird. I don't know if the Spurs and the Celtics could ever make a trade, because I don't think Buford, he's never been fleeced. Like, it's impossible to fleece him. So I don't know if they could ever come to an actual agreement. I think both guys, it would just be like they would be staring at a table. Whoever spoke first lost.
That's fine. I feel like both those guys could get a trade done with, like, only nonverbal communication. They just get up and shake on it, like, what just happened? Kawhi for Kyrie, it's settled. What would you give up to get Kawhi? I think he's got this year, next year, and an option.
Right.
And what would you give
Kawhi's
up?
Kawhi's about his money, so you know he's often out.
Correct.
It's like I haven't even thought that far into it yet. I just wanted to know.
Shit.
Huh? I really haven't. I haven't even.
The salary cap to the T.
I'm sure the Spurs would love Tice. We can start that now.
Tice and Abdul Nader will go around that.
They'd probably be the second. They'd have the second best record in the West with that team.
62 wins.
Yeah. I honestly haven't, because I for sure don't want to get my hopes up. But I do think, like, that feels like a more realistic piece to me, and the type that it's like, okay, now we're absolutely the best team in the East if we have Kawhi and Kyrie and whomever else.
Hayward would fit mighty well in San Antonio.
Yeah,
just saying.
Again, I haven't thought of these things. You said it.
Correct.
But yes, that would...
Yes, get angry. They're still angry in my mentions from yesterday. I'm still getting, like,
over
Embiid troopers. Oh, yeah. They just, like, randomly at me, like, yeah, somebody wrote an article, Joel Embiid's a good player. Don't at me with this. Why are you telling me this?
I do like the people who get so angry, they'll just throw out a random Kentucky bust at you.
Right. Oh, man. Fried me.
He's better than Daniel Orton. Did you realize that, Tyler?
You got me there. All right. I just wave a white flag.
Fellas, please, please.
What about your boy Alex Poythers, huh, Whiskers? What do you think about that? I'm like, okay, I don't know what that has to do with this evidence that Cat is a better offensive player, but by all means.
And substantially better.
Well, that's what I was honestly surprised about. Like, I knew that they would go hard for Embiid. That's fine. But, like, in breaking it down, they were like, defensively, Embiid's better. Agreed.
Strong agree.
Offensively, I was like, Cat's better. And they were like, no, he's not. I was like, what are you talking about?
I think what happens with Embiid more than any other player, like in the current NBA, is you just see his flashes of being uncoverable, and people just assume that translate to his numbers being the best in the league, which they aren't. They aren't even close.
Right, so like we're projecting you want Embiid to look like at 28. And at 28, yeah, by all means, he's going to be a monster. But right now, in this very second, he's missing more than shots than he makes. That seems very stoppable.
It's the definition of stoppable.
I'm just saying. And again, like, he hasn't been shooting well from all year. Again, it's fine. He's still a tremendous offensive player, but right. If you're just going offensively between those two, I was like, don't believe that to be true. And then again, they just want to throw durability out the window. I was like, it doesn't work like that. I was like, you're talking about old stuff. I was like, he set out a back-to-back a month ago. Like, I'm not talking about like 2014 shit.
I think when they were playing the Wizards, it was a back-to-back. It was one of the games I watched recently, and they said it was his third back-to-back, period, like ever, in the history of Joel Embiid, his third back-to-back.
Yeah. And he's still playing like 31 minutes a game. I pointed that out, and they're like, you're on old shit. I was like, oh, my bad. This month he played 32. Excuse me, guys. By all means, healthy as an ox.
He's gone down in the past two games, too, with just look like season enders.
Like he yeah, grabbed that one yesterday was ugly.
That one, and then the game before that, his back, like, tightened up. But he seems
not great.
No, he seems like they don't. Like, years past, you see that. Like, I think the Sixers just, like, sit him for the rest of the year.
Right.
And this year, either he's healthier, they either got some, like, new people, like, in their medical staff, or he's just getting older and more durable. I don't know the answer. Or he's just playing through more pain, which is also a possibility.
I feel like it's probably all of those, right? Like, he probably didn't want to sit out the back-to-back last month or whatever. That was probably some of the compromises. Like, okay, and I can play back-to-backs, but I'll play, you know, 30 minutes apiece or whatever agreement they have. And again, I'm fine with all of that. By all means, maximize this window. But if we're talking, like, right now, I don't think he's a better offensive player than Kat. And people are saying that's Kentucky. I was like, I don't think that's Kentucky bias because I brought statistics that proved it. He shoots better from literally everywhere.
Right.
He's better in the post ISO per Zach Harper from everywhere from the post. Considerably better. Now, in less attempts, but better.
Yeah, I don't know how the attempts matter. Like, he's better. Like
yeah. Zach was saying, I was like, if you want to say Embiid's better because he's sustained, like, similar success on more attempts, he's like, that's fine. But if you're talking about who's strictly better, the numbers say Kat. And I was like, that's all I needed.
I also don't think if Kat got more possessions down there, his numbers would, like, plummet.
Well, that's what I said. I said last year, Kat was taking more shots than Embiid did right now and still shot 54% from the field, which Embiid is not doing right now.
Correct. And Embiid shooting, is he still shooting like a Marcus Smart clip from three, right? Or did that rise?
No, he's still at 31.
All right, so, yeah.
And, again, Cat's like, what, 45% from there?
Right.
And, I'm, like, free throws, Cat shoots better, Embiid gets there more. So, if you want to give that to Embiid, I'm fine, just because he gets there more. I'd argue because he has a coach that likes to get him the ball. That's fine. But, like, he turns the ball over more than Cat. I was like, just offensively, I just don't know how you could say Embiid's just clearly better or better at all to me.
Yeah, this season's been a huge step for Embiid's durability knock. I don't think either of us would argue that.
For sure.
But to write it off entirely seems preposterous.
Well, that was my whole thing. I was like, I'm not saying he's going to back to missing two whole seasons, but yes, this is his fourth season. He just played his 82nd game yesterday.
That's big. Count. So he tied Greg Oden.
Correct. He also tied 19-year-old Carl Anthony Towns. So, fine.
Towns yet to miss a game.
I do think the bet is like, are you betting on Embiid's durability long-term? And also, I would say his offensive development. Like, again, it's going swimmingly, but there's some work to be done to where he is truly unstoppable.
Yeah, he's still, compared to everyone else in the NBA, he's still an infant to just basketball. Not even the NBA, just basketball itself.
Right. That's what, yeah. Somebody was like, yeah, he played his 150th game yesterday. I was like, which is impressive, but again, he could have played like 200 more. He just didn't because he was hurt. That it counts. It's on the resume.
That graphic someone tweeted you about the games LeBron's missed versus like Fultz, who's already missed more than LeBron's ever missed.
Yeah, LeBron's was like, I think, 57
yeah.
in like a 14-year career. And Fultz missed like 58 this year. Embiid had missed 226, I think, and Simmons had missed,
I think it was 83.
Yeah, I was going to say 85, somewhere around there. And yeah, LeBron's just in like year 14, 15, still chugging along.
And all those games he missed were because he just didn't want to play.
Right. Yeah, it was never See, if it's 57, I would bet, 10 of those are when he would just, like, randomly go to Miami?
I would say it's 50 of them. Like, I don't know.
I'm at 10 a year. Like, if
Yeah.
For probably 3-4 years and another couple, like, sprained ankles here and there.
Yeah, I think if LeBron had wanted to play, like, if he wanted to be the Cal Ripken of the NBA, he could have been. He just chose not to.
If he just went to AC Green.
Right.
I think he was like, that's a horrible goal and a terrible way to manage my resources.
Yeah. It's like, no, thank you. I would prefer to not do that, actually.
Speaking of, I do have a LeBron question for you.
Ooh.
or a LeBron related question for you.
All right.
All NBA teams this year, first team, one of these guys is going on second team. Giannis, Kevin Durant, LeBron. Who's going to be second team?
Who do I think's going to be second team, or who's going to be second team?
Both.
I think Durant should be second team.
Okay.
I think the NBA, I don't know. It's weird because, like, Kobe was getting all sorts of awards late into his career that he didn't deserve, and LeBron still deserves them.
Right.
But I feel like there's more of a Jordan fatigue there that Kobe didn't necessarily ever get when it came to designations like this. So I don't know if they're ballsy enough to put LeBron on the second team.
So I don't think they are, but is that the right choice? Like, I don't even know if they should be. I figured AD, Harden, and probably Steph, those are locks. Those are that's your center and guard for first team. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, yeah, it's just one of those three. And I think Giannis probably will get it just because he's the youngest, and that's just how these things kind of go. Like, if Durant doesn't miss another game, I just feel like Giannis would get the second team. I don't think they're going to put LeBron there, and I don't think they would put Durant there. I was surprised Durant made it last year.
Right.
I feel like he's less healthy than he's been this year.
Yeah, I think Giannis is, like, last year Giannis was historically great. I don't know if they can just keep keeping him off the first team for guys who are still objectively very, like, I think LeBron's numbers this year they're his career numbers. He's 27, 7, 7.5, 7.5. Like that. It's crazy looking at his 15-year totals, and it's just like the only times there's aberrations are his rookie year, and it goes up. Those are the only things it does. It's either completely 27, 7, and 7, or like 30, 8, and 8. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. It took him a whole 82 game. He's like, okay, I'm got it. I'm good.
And then Durant, I could see them putting Durant second team, but did Curry's ankle, like, is he fine or is he going to miss time?
That's what I'm trying to figure. I'm trying to see now. Durant has only missed 7 games, which is less than I thought he had missed.
Correct.
Obviously. Steph has missed 14 games, and now it's day to day. I'm guessing they'll play it safe,
right.
But it doesn't sound like anything
major.
Major with him. I don't know. Just with, like, Durant getting all the, like, defensive player of the year love, like, I don't think he's been that good, but him getting that love.
Right.
I think they're going to be like, hey, we can't have this guy second team.
Yeah, and if it's the best team in the league, they're not going to, like, if Steph misses 22 games and they, for some reason, put him on the second team, then Durant's a lock for the first team.
Absolutely. And like you said, I just don't think they're going to put LeBron second team, even if it might be deserved. Like, of these three, he's the worst defender.
By far.
Of these three. So, I don't know. I feel like Giannis might be the only one that doesn't have an argument for second team.
Right. I agree.
Like, he's the best defender. And
he just can't shoot.
Like, I'll say it. Yeah.
That's the only thing.
That's what they hold him off for. But, like, it has no bearing on this team, but I don't know. Can you make a 17-footer, man? Maybe you'll get my vote.
It would be great if they just took 15 not names and, like, they put them on teams based on what they thought would be first, second, and third team, but then they had to play a tournament against each other, and that's who actually becomes first, second, and third team.
I would be with that. You want to talk about guys going hard. you thought the last 7 minutes of the All-Star game was a joke.
Yeah, it's like you have to win, like, 5 games, 21 ones and twos, and it's just like you have no subs. Winner stays on.
Call your own fouls and go from
there. That would be must watch.
Are you kidding me? I'd love that.
Like, third team as, like, Towns and, like, Kyrie. It's like, well, these guys could make a fucking run, let me tell you.
Like, the fourth team, that we're like, man, we're just trying to medal. We just want to get in the mix. Like, Andre Drummond's like, man, I just want to be on the podium.
There's a fourth team of just misfits that, like, these guys definitely don't deserve it. But if, hey, if they can beat these other guys, clearly they do deserve it.
I'll say, if they can get a hot hand, you might be looking at Bradley Beal, first team All-NBA.
Yeah, it's like Beal, Smart, like Paul Millsap. And they're just grinding out wins.
Yeah. 101-99 every single game. I was saying All-NBA was a lock, and I guess it's not, because yesterday multiple people were telling me Embiid's been better than Anthony Davis this year.
Sure.
I was like, okay, call me biased. I just don't think that's true.
Was Embiid better than Boogie this year?
If you want to say, like, again with the defense, if you want, I'd say fine.
He's got the advantage, but I it's closer than the advantage he has over Towns on that end.
Oh, I would agree.
And Boogie's a better passer than everyone, all three of those guys.
Better passer, probably a better rebounder than everybody listed.
I can see that. I mean, I think all three of them are stout rebounders.
Mm. Let's check the percentages now. I don't know. I just don't think Joel Embiid is having a better season than Anthony Davis.
I would agree. I mean, we had Anthony Davis and MVP discussions last week.
Correct. Well, that, again, all the Philly fans are like, they were sending me, like, why he's Defensive Player of the Year and the plus-minus stuff. Why he should be MVP. I'm like, all right, he's not winning MVP. Get over it.
No, he's not. I don't think I would be upset if he won Defensive Player of the Year.
And that's fine.
Agree.
They disagree.
Embiid, listen, Embiid's part of one of the many good players in the league. He's not one of the guys holding it back.
I agree. I think he's also pushing this forward.
It's him and Porzingis are just guys you can't talk about. Rationally, I don't know.
Without, man, look, we were talking about them four yesterday, and people were still throwing Porzingis. We were like, all right, buddy. Like, all right. And I love Porzingis. I swear I do. I was like, but he's not. No. And he's got one leg now? No.
Right. Yeah, he hasn't been the most first guy in, last guy out, 82 games a year type player since he came in the league.
Correct.
Now, the Knicks are an incredibly inept organization, and that deserves to be said. But at the same time, I've talked to a guy off air that we've had on this show that I asked him, like, what do you think about this guy? And he was like, he's too tall. Like, I genuinely think he's too large of it. Like, Embiid, it was obviously put on too much muscle.
Right.
But he's got more filled out frame. Porzingis is like, no, this dude's a stick, and his legs are like the majority of him. I don't know if he might just always like roll ankles. Maybe it's smart he doesn't go after rebounds, because it's kind of like how offensive linemen are always more prone to tear ACLs just from someone coming in from the side.
Yeah,
it's like if you're down there banging for rebounds, there's a lot more feet down there. You could fuck up your ankle or knee.
Fair. That's fine to consider, but if we're taking it all in, then yeah, I think he's fourth or four here.
I don't disagree. You're not gonna find an argument out of this guy. The crazy part is,
where were you yesterday when literally everybody was trying to find an argument?
I was watching from afar. What was I gonna say? The crazy thing is Anthony Davis only being a year older than Embiid.
Yeah, that's a wild one.
Like, that kind of makes it real tough for the Embiid people.
I think it makes it very tough. I mean, for me, considering I already think he's worse than Anthony Davis, it'd make it impossible, I would say.
Like, Anthony Davis appears to be getting younger every year. I don't understand how his aging process is working.
I swear to God, he was 26 when they traded for Boogie.
24 now.
They're going to be like, Anthony Davis scores 58 on his 21st birthday. It's like Benjamin Button.
He just keeps going up and down in the 20s, though. He's never going to be like 14 again or like 38.
That's looked perfect. Maybe he and like Devin Booker are part of like some secret op. Their combined age at all time can only be 40 years old. So if AD is 22, Book is 18.
Yeah, Booker. What was he, the third fastest to, what was it, 4,000 points?
Yeah, third fastest to 4,000 with Bron and KD.
Pretty good.
He was catching slander, too. Yes, we were talking about him beating. That was a guy was like, Booker's soft. <I'll> never. We weren't even talking about him.
Went to Kentucky, man. I wish Embiid had gone to Kentucky specifically for this argument.
Why? So I could just. I wish Cantor was better so I could throw him in this argument. Are you kidding me?
Well, no, because everyone seems to just discount you. And I get lumped into it, too, because I don't have a college team. I just like good young players. And Kentucky for the past fucking 15 years has had the majority of them. So I get painted as a Kentucky fan. Like, I'm not. I enjoy Coach Cal. I find him amusing. But I don't have any loyalty to Kentucky over fucking anyone else.
Right.
But if Embiid had just gone to Kentucky, it would be, I don't know what other people would say. It's like, well, this is the Kentucky guy. He's just being honest.
Yeah, I don't, like, I point to these numbers. Like, it's that bias, man. You're reading those numbers through the bias. I'm like, they're from Basketball Reference. They're not my numbers at all. I don't know what to tell you. The thing I love about Booker, like, these graphics, they just keep coming, and they're going to keep coming, and they just keep getting smaller and smaller.
When he first, I think when he hit like 1,000 or something, there were like 20 people in it, and then he hits like 2,000, it's like 14 or like 9 people, and then he hits 4,000, like Kobe's not up there, huh?
Correct.
Interesting.
And it just made me want, like, I don't know what Book's real ceiling is. Because I feel like, I was thinking about like 5 years ago, Bron just really started making three-pointers 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago, Anthony Davis didn't even shoot threes. 5 years ago, KD wasn't protecting the rim. James Harden was just really like starting to facilitate an offense. And they were still asking, was like, is Russell Westbrook a real point guard? Because he was averaging like 6 assists a game.
Right.
So like, and that, like all those guys are like, orders of magnitude better than...
Right, those would be preposterous things to bring up now.
Yeah, like Harden's like first year in Houston, it was like, oh man, this guy's a star, how didn't they know? And if he had that same exact season next year, they'd be like, man, oh man, you talk about a guy that tricked him. Took the bait. Now they're hooked into this average player. But yeah, like these guys just get randomly... And it's always something you didn't really see coming. Like did anybody see Kevin Durant just being like an awesome rim protector?
No, I always thought
he had the tools for it for sure, but
I always thought his defensive potential was going to be being like a free safety and just picking off cross guard passes with his like weirdly long limbs. I didn't know he was going to like, because he doesn't look like the strongest human being just because of his body type. But I mean, I feel like every other summer there's just a video of him putting up like a preposterous amount on the bench press, which is, I don't know why anyone in the NBA does that exercise. It seems to be very counterintuitive, but
it would seem futile, yeah.
But like, remember before the draft, it's like, oh, this guy can't even bench 185. It's like, yeah, he shouldn't be able to. He's got a 7'4 wingspan. Like, why would he be able to lift that much weight?
I read something. It was like, he's like strategically added, like, it's like 6-point-something pounds a year. It was just like, yeah, in like 3 years, he's just going to be like, damn, how did Durant get 255? Man. Time flies.
Yeah, where's Giannis going to be in 5 years?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that, I think that's why Giannis might be the scariest. It's like he's already figured out. He's like, no, I'm a really good defender. And I can protect the rim, guard on the perimeter, wherever. So his next step, it might not even be like 40% three-point shooter. He might just really just like 11 assists a game. He just turns into Russ. Like, he just, okay, I'm literally just going to control everything.
Well, even if he were, if he could take 3 threes a game and hit 33% of them, I think that would be terrifying enough.
Yeah. Like, whatever Embiid is at, like, as long as you can still get people to pump fake on it or, like, hesitate, think twice about it. And I was thinking about, like, Booker, like, he's pretty much already got the shot down. I was like, but he might. Just, yeah, I think it's a strong point. But like, I don't know. In 2 years, he might be getting to the line 11 times a game, or they're running him at point guard now. And in 5 years, he might be getting 8 assists a game.
Right. Like, I think that's.
I just don't know.
I think that's where his real danger could come, if he could become just like a very. It's not even like he has to throw these crazy bounce passes, but just like timing of when. Because I think, especially the way the Suns are going, I know Josh Jackson's been a lot better. recently, but if he can just, like, he's going to start getting rushed with double teams.
Right.
Especially coming off screens and stuff. So if he can just get the timing of passes down, and if he can have teammates who know when to cut, when to roll, I think he's going to make a killing off getting just, like, what appear to be cheap assists just because he made the right decision.
Right. The Draymond, I got you. It's fine. Those points count all the same. It's fine.
Yeah, but Kobe would be much higher in my overall regards if he had learned that attribute. So it's not something to just, like, hold your nose up at.
Oh, no. He knew it. He just chose not to do it. That's the frustrating part with Kobe.
Fair.
But, yeah, like, if, like, I don't know, like, Cat might start averaging, like, 6 assists a game in 5 years.
If he's still in the league.
Yeah, if they let him, they let that bum stay in the league.
Yeah,
but, yes, I say that to say that NBA young players having potential is good.
That Portland game happened after we spoke, right? Portland Timberwolves?
Yes. Yeah, I think it might have been that night, actually.
I think so. That was one of the more frustrating things I've ever seen. It was 86-86. And I think there were like 6 minutes left. 86-86. And the Timberwolves passed to Karl Anthony, or they ran plays to get him the ball exactly twice. The remaining 6 minutes. He already had 30 and 15.
Correct. He'd done enough. What do you want from him?
They ran exactly two plays. Granted, one of them. Was it Aminu? Yeah. He just bullied him out of the post. Like, they were trying to run him an ISO post. Aminu was just, like, pushing him into the crowd. Like, it was strong defense. They couldn't get him the ball. All well and good. Doesn't mean you never go back to that play. It means it didn't work on that.
I mean, you got to defer to the wings, man. You see the guy that told me that?
Yes.
You got to defer to the wings, man. I don't know what you want.
And then a few plays later, while McCollum and Lillard are just going off, a few plays later, they get Towns a flare screen to the right corner. He up fakes, draws the foul, hits the three. They wave the three off, and they just run an inbounds play. He just hit an and one three. Granted, it didn't count, but he just fucking hit it. Like, in the like, that's the thing everyone saw. He didn't get another touch until they were down like 14 with like 30 seconds left, and he tried to like force it up under the paint because he was cursing at the refs the entire time because he was that mad, which is a good sign in my eyes, because I like when he shows passion. It was something that I always was worried about, and I no longer have that worry. I just need him to have competent people around him.
Well, you're going to go wanting, buddy. You're going to go wanting for the rest of your days. He had 34-17, and he still took less shots than Andrew Wiggins.
Wiggins had a play at the end of that game where he just got the ball at like 94 feet, just dribbled in a straight line all the way to under his own hoop. It looked like what someone who was playing 2K for the first time. Just dribbled all the way straight, like put his shoulder into his defender, kept trying to dribble, put up one of the worst attempts, and I think it just got stripped and ran back the other way. It was like, oh, well, yep, that's how this game's ending.
$30 million next year.
Poor Towns. The poor fella.
Like, doesn't it? People were telling me yesterday, it was like, well, he's third in shots. I was like, Towns is the third option. I was like, no. The other people around him taking lots of terrible shots doesn't make him the third option. That's not how this works.
Correct.
But, I don't know. They sent me some articles about Joel Embiid. I didn't read them.
Nor should you.
Yeah. He's a good player. I don't need to read it. I get it. I want him to stay healthy, like, forever and ever. I get it.
Kobe won his Oscar last night.
Huh.
It's a thing that happened. I don't know.
I saw that. I thought they were really taking, like, the Time's Up stuff seriously.
Turns out they're not.
Shocking.
It would have been great if they used him, though, as the example of everything that's bad going on. They pretended to call him up, and then they had given everyone tomatoes ahead of time, and they just pelted him with tomatoes.
They just gave him actual snakes. He'd be literally bitten by his own snake, his own mamba.
Kobe can definitely talk to snakes.
No, are you kidding? I bet that's the only thing he does. He hadn't talked to his wife in years. His ex-wife, though. Oh!
Hey, now. Yeah, so it was good that he won, because if he had just been nominated and lost, he wouldn't have got his name ran through the mud like it was all last night. So I was pumped to see that.
It's the little thing.
Yeah, I had people like, another ring for Kobe. I was like, why would I give a fuck about this?
Is that how these work? They hold up the Academy ring, the Oscar ring?
Oh, that piece of shit young person, Eric Trollman, compared Kobe winning an Oscar to Paul Pierce's retirement ceremony being on, like Betamax. You had to, like, buy a VCR. And
yeah, this is the mall.
Oh yeah, it was on cable access, and I told him, "I hope he never sees any more horny cartoon wolf suits ever in his days."
That's rude.
Look, I didn't start it. I didn't start
too,
it.
Fair. Too far though.
I don't disagree. The punishment did not fit the crime, but guess what? It's happened.
Yeah. When I'm biased, I too hard.
Look. why like, was there a meeting of cartoon writers and artists in like 1964? Like, what's the horniest animal?
Gotta be a wolf.
Gotta be.
Wolves will fuck anything. You like Brazilian music?
They'd even fuck a mailbox.
I remember when Marlon Brando fucked a Timberwolf. Swear to God. You like salsa?
Not only are the wolves horny as fuck, why do they dress like they're legging boots?
I think they're trying to like throw off the horny scent that he put on, like the Craig Sager suit with the box shoulders.
They're always like flipping a quarter, like not even a quarter, it's like a 50-cent piece with JFK on it. They're like,
hey, that was big money back then.
I don't disagree, but it they're always doing that. They got the hat on. It's always a wolf.
Smoking a cigarette, looking real cool.
Like Warner Brothers, Disney, doesn't matter. They were all like, yep, wolf. No, not at, like, do they teach this in animation school? I want to know the origin of the horny cartoon wolf.
Who's the wolf's enemy? Like an antelope or something? Big antelope got together.
Sheep?
Yeah, sheep got together. And we're like, we need these. Sheep got together like white people and just decided to. Just cast all bad things on the name of wolf.
All these dispersions.
Been there.
Did you see the video of the sixth grade youth basketball with the dude yelling at the woman?
Oh, yes, I did. Very intently.
I'm on that guy's side.
He had a lot on his plate.
He had some stuff going on at home. That was,
yeah, it was, yeah, he had a full head.
Whenever that lady, who's my son, you better know who his son is. Otherwise, you're done for.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, 22? No, that's not my fucking son. Why don't you shut the fuck up? And then everyone, what kills me is everyone in the gym getting mad then. Like, these two adults have been screaming at each other for no less than, like, everyone in the video had their phone out recording it.
Of course.
Instead of, like, I don't know, making sure a dude didn't almost hit a woman. Like, that was.
Nah, the F word, though. That we don't stand for that. He could have punched her square in the face as long as he kept his mouth clean. There are kids around.
Him telling her to shut the fuck up. So. I don't even think the woman that got most offended was even in that zip code before he said that. Like, she wasn't in the video at all.
He could just smell some dissent in the air and just took off.
She pops up and, won't someone please think of the she had the world's largest iPad. That thing
that was Helen Lovejoy.
It really was. It was really, she couldn't believe it. And her mouth opened wider than that Black China meme where she's yelling into the phone. Just the amount of disgust. I can't imagine. How many emails do you think she wrote to, like, PTA members and, like, whoever runs that league? Over under 50.
Whoever that guy's ever met. I'll have you know, the man that lives across the street from you used profanity in front of me and my family last Saturday, March 2nd. Signed, Agnes Merriweather. Loving parent.
That by, to me, because I knew at least a dozen of that exact woman growing up.
Oh, of course.
And that's the worst
person.
That's
my beef with middle-aged white. That's just their face. That's just how they look. Oh! Just disgusted for no goddamn reason.
Yeah, just outraged over the wrong thing entirely.
Just looking for any sort of authority. Oh, won't someone make this right? Sit down.
Yeah, you kind of stopped this before it got to this point. But you were sitting on your fucking hands.
Oh, you're too disgusted.
That's the worst person in America right there, that lady.
Right, she is, I was told, by Apple Care lady. She is, you see the video of the woman yelling at the flight attendants on the plane?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are all bad people.
Yeah, that woman is in every school. She's at every Little League game. She's
every teacher I ever had.
Yeah, never strive to be that person. I don't know how many middle-aged or soon-to-be middle-aged white women we have listening to this particular program. But if you know any,
please resist.
Yeah, get them on the right path. No one wants that. Like, how does that person enjoy? Like, they get their only enjoyment from, like, complaining to people, right? That's where they get their rocks off.
Well, I mean, that's how I get my rocks off. But I leave it at that. I don't look for anybody to solve my issues. That's where we differ. I'll solve my own issues, or I'll face that and tweet about them is what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look for someone else.
Yeah, your main goal isn't to get, like, a 7-Eleven cashier fired.
Correct.
Like, that's...
Just about, like, they could actually, like, shoot me in a robbery, and I'd be like, ah, he didn't mean it. These kids got bad aim. Come on. I'll be fine. Whatever. Come on. What are we doing here?
You know these kids. They don't have time to go out near a creek and shoot some tin cans like they used to.
Come on. You're a good one. I just ruffled the hat off his head. You're a good kid, aren't you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Whiskers. Yeah, you're a good kid.
While your other arm's in a sling because it's been shot.
Just then they wheel me out into the ambulance.
Yeah,
well, he's losing a lot of blood. You're a good kid. I just pass out.
You've been patting a mailbox the whole time. You just
they're like, we should have not let him talk to that row of chips. He's been bleeding out.
We looked at his wallet. His insurance isn't that good, anyways. It was...
Yeah, we had to stop 10 minutes in traffic either way.
I've been seeing a lot of like fire trucks responding to fires in my neighborhood recently, and I don't understand how in New York's like city those things get anywhere in time.
I don't know. There's got to be some kind of like underground tunnel.
Because everything is a one way.
Right.
And they're all like one lane streets on top of that. So it's like.
And they're all packed bumper to bumper on top of that.
Yeah. And they're also like lined with parked cars too. So there's nowhere. They can't go like up on the curb type. Like there's nothing. There's nowhere they can. They just have to literally wait for the lights to change, and they still have their sirens just going.
Of course, they just stand there, and if old cartoons tell me anything, they arrive to a frail woman just shaking her arms and yelling loudly outside of the window, "Save me! Save me!"
Who's the
they just pull out the net.
Sweet Pea? Is that the one from Popeye?
Olive oil. Yeah.
Yeah, she had the most flailingest arms, and like the head cranked back so you could only see the mouth screaming help.
Man, that bitch house caught on fire like twice a week. Like, what are you cooking? What are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
She's a clear serial arsonist right under Popeye's nose.
I'm like, Bluto, man, you can have her, dog. She's a lot of stress. He's like, yeah, she set my shit on fire too, dude.
Yeah. We're in cahoots.
Save me. Say no.
You get yourself out of your own jam for once. How's that sound?
She's just wailing.
Like one of those inflatable used car parking lot markers, arms all over the place.
We're going to leave you up there and let you learn your lesson, Oil.
Miss Oil, please. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't understand how any of it works. Like, if I have a heart attack, I'm done for. Like, they're never going to get to me in time.
Yeah, that's how it'd be something. They found somebody dead. Well, yeah, they called 911 6 years ago. Traffic was a bitch. They take your gurney on the fucking subway. I'd rather die where I lay.
Yeah, please keep me out of public in this condition.
Yeah. Oh, God. Are you kidding?
I imagine I would have shit myself like Rick Ross.
Yeah, they just put the bunny ears on you like through Snapchat.
TMZ, they get plenty of news right because it's news no one really gives a fuck about. So, like, it doesn't really matter. But I think they're 0 for ever on rapper deaths. I don't think they've got a single one of those correct.
I feel like they were doing pretty good. I think they, I don't know. Once Wayne came back to life, that's what really, really gave him a little hit to their credibility.
They've killed Lil Wayne no less than 3 times.
Wayne's like, I'm on Periscope right now. I'm literally fine. And they're like, he was rushed to the hospital. He was rushed to Cedar Sinai.
And Ross, they were like, oh, he's got at least 8 tubes in his body, keeping him, like, pumping his heart and is opening and closing his lungs for him. And they were like, no, he didn't have anything in him. He didn't even have an IV.
Turned his ankle playing ball. Like, that's what this is all about.
He was doing some hot yoga, stretched a little too much, pulled his hammy.
He didn't hydrate. It happened.
Glad
they're gonna, like, it's not going to be a third one, right? Like, the next person they
gotta
report
be
to be dead. Well, they're going to kill him, right? Like, they're gonna, that's going to happen.
He's typing out the tweet while smothering him with a pillow.
Kanye's like, I'm fine. Literally, I'm fine. And they just, like, hold up his head. They're like, nope, he's pneumonia. That's what got him. It was a bad case.
Yeah, I don't know. Who is going to be next? Because me and Trent were trying to think about it. He was sad about Ross. I tried to talk him down. I was like, dude, TMZ's always wrong about this. Like, just be, everything's going to be okay. And we were trying to think, it was like Fife Dog. I couldn't remember any other, like, big ones recently.
Fredo,
that's right. I did forget that one.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
The, Lil Peep?
Yeah, Lil Peep. And those are the 3, though. And Prodigy was around.
Mm-hmm.
He was around Fife, wasn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
But yeah, I feel like rapper deaths have slowed down considerably than even like a decade ago.
Yeah, good.
Right. No, I'm not complaining.
I think you sound disgusted, Vic. I, for one, won't stand for it.
When is the real hip-hop going to come back?
I like my rap real, and my rapper is dead.
The boom bap I want to hear is from the gunshot and then the body hitting the ground. The boom and the bap.
That's where it started in East Harlem. It has native roots in the Bronx.
1987.
Harlem, Staten Island stole our work for 20.
Who's your Simpsons top 5 today?
I said I was going to watch like more Simpsons all weekend, but then I forgot Atlanta was coming back.
Oh, is you rerun it from the top?
I sure am. I made it through like 8 episodes yesterday. That's the longest I've sat through. I mean, it was 8 consecutive episodes. I'm still bad at sitting still. It was 8 in a day, though, which is pretty good for me.
Big.
Best show on television. Let's see. My favorite Simpsons.
I think it's
definitely. Who you got?
Well, I was going to say, I think Atlanta's for sure in the running. If it's not number 1.
It's the first. Did you watch the first episode?
I did.
Tremendous.
I did. Cat Williams killed me. Killed me.
He's such a. I'm honestly very thankful to have grown up in Cat Williams' time. He's a very talented person.
He is. And I, when he first popped on the scene, because he's been around for a long fucking time. It's crazy going back and watching like old music videos, and like if he's not in one, like Lil Duval's in the other one. Like it is.
Oh yeah, they had a strong arm on the rap video market.
They were like male video vixens. It was crazy.
Good work if you could have got it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not knocking it. But when Cat made his run, I want to say late aughts.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much when like white girls I was talking to were all in on Cat Williams, I took a step away. I was like, this smart. Might not be for me.
Smart.
But Cat, I mean, the alligator man, that whole...
He do got an alligator. That's the alligator man. He sure ain't lying to you.
Yeah. That, and when they're talking to Donald Glover, and they're like, is he friendly? No.
That the woman like actually locked in the bedroom. She was like, "Oh yeah, no, it's really an alligator."
Was that thing here the whole time I was staying here? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You do not have. He do got an alligator. I've been saying that just out loud all weekend. I don't think it's gonna stop anytime soon.
The kid's just rolling up on the bike. Like yeah, that is in fact where the alligator stays.
That's the alligator man. Duh. You idiot.
We already know it's a weak year for wide receivers. Did Cat Williams' straight line speed make you make him jump up your draft board?
I was gonna say you can't teach that. I could see Cat Williams coming out of the slot, and Taylor Gabriel catches 500 yards.
Yeah, he runs a little too straight up and down for my liking.
Fair, but there's not a whole lot of him to be straight up and down.
True, it's a good point.
It's like 5'2" of them straight up and down. 110, soaking wet.
Yeah, he could even be like a little Danny Woodhead. Just you put him in the backfield, ooh, lineman stand up, you don't even know where he is.
Cat Sproles. Just a shifty son of a gun.
He also, like, he had good burst initially, but he picked up speed with every stride.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to see the splits, like the 10 to 20, the 20 to 30, 30 to 40. See them like sync it up with like
Julio.
You see Goodell run the 40?
Oh yeah, kidding me? I roasted him on Twitter.com.
Oh boy, I just saw like the actual clip and I was like, this can't be real. Can't be real.
No, I tweeted the clip from the main account and it was like, Mr. Goodell, we have tape of a player beating his wife. And Goodell's like, I'm busy. And it's like the police report also says he had a weed on him, and it's just him fucking sprinting.
That's problematic.
For him.
Yes. But...
Yeah, I had to run it by Gaz. I didn't know if, like, beating your wife could be a good lead-in setup for a joke, but...
I was going to say, you got to nail the the nail the landing. Yeah.
Listen, the retweets don't lie. They're stacking on top of each other right now.
Well, close call.
And it's Goodell, who hates us already, so I feel like I couldn't have done that with any other public figure.
Right. Then again, what other public figure could be running 40 yards full speed in a suit and tie?
Rich Eisen. That's the only other one.
Adam Silver. What if Adam Silver just does the vertical leap just to show he's hit?
Yeah, and that was, like, they only showed the last, like, 10 yards of him running.
Oh, yeah, I was like, nah. They was like, he ran like a 5.41. I was like, kiss my ass. And it was like 65.
And loafers on a carpet.
Yeah. Wind aided. It was him and a Shaquem Griffin back to back.
That dude, I might be out on him on as a player only because everyone's too in on him.
I don't even know where he's like projected to be drafted.
They're saying like second, third round.
Okay, that seems fair. I just didn't want him to be like a guy that killed the combine and just went a lot higher than he should have and then busted out because they're like, we expected so much more.
Right.
I just wanted to go, yeah, like wherever he was supposed to.
That would be great. And if people could forget about him by the time the season started, I'll be back in. Right now, I love the story. Trust me, him putting up fucking 225 20 times with one hand, that deserves as much press as it got. And him running faster than Julio, very funny. Are you still there?
No, you just cut it out of here. Word,
God damn it. I said him putting up 225 20 times, it deserves all the press it got. Incredibly impressive. There's no possible way anyone could possibly knock that. Him running the
40. However, here you go.
Well, no, him running the 40 faster than Julio, tremendously funny.
Oh, just tremendous. I wish I was like a real UCF fan. I make a lot of jokes about, man, he's probably got better receiver than Julio. They're both going to catch the same number of touchdowns at least.
I did. Kay Marco blogged it, and I was reading it, and he had like the full like UCF his highlight reel at the bottom of it, and there is an interception he makes like 30 yards downfield that I don't know if Julio comes down with that.
By all means. I just wanted to go to a good team.
Right.
That's probably more just important in the NFL, since they don't hand out the crazy first checks anymore. You just have to go to a good team.
Right.
You're going to need that second check.
Yeah. You go to it seems the best idea to go to a good team where you're just like a bit player, but you can make like 3-4 plays throughout the season that really make it seem like you did a lot more. And then you go to a bad team for that big check, and then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's exactly how it should be. Like, I think Chandler Jones has got it figured out pretty well. I know he was traded, but still.
He kind of forced his way there when he showed up naked on a police station's doorstep.
Well, if he showed up with clothes, they were going to say he had a gun.
You see, it's nowhere. You see?
Yeah. It's up his ass. He's got a gun.
I do need to rewatch season one of Atlanta, though.
It's phenomenal.
Because I feel like that was one, it went off TV and people just stopped talking about it.
Oh, yeah. It was, I think that was, it very first came on when I was off Twitter. So when I came back, I would have to like find random people to talk about it because, yeah, nobody was talking about it.
Well, probably not my place to make this comment, but it's coming.
Oh boy.
Before Atlanta premiered, the conversation on Twitter was Donald Glover is not black enough to write this show. Am I wrong?
I don't know if it was black enough. He was just not, and I knew he was from Atlanta, but there were a lot of people like, I didn't even know he was from Atlanta. Like, it just seemed like, I think a lot of people thought it was an outsider trying to tell. And he's like from Stone Mountain. Which Stone Mountain is Atlanta, but I don't know, even then, with what he had did, his style of humor, his music, I think some of the concerns were legit. But they were there, for sure.
Right. And it was, I mean, he grew up Stone Mountain in like a house with like a dozen other adopted kids. Like, it was his parents, but it was, at least the way he tells it, it was like very, like not the easiest upbringing. So I feel like,
oh, I'm sure.
He gets painted as like this outsider, like you were saying, and I think it's just because people don't like either like his style of humor, like when he's doing stand up, or like Community, 30 Rock. Those were definitely more geared to be white people shows, like most of the things on television.
Sure.
And I think a lot of people are just like, I don't like his music. This can't possibly be good.
Yeah. I mean, like if somebody was coming out with it, like if Cy had a rapper, he's from Atlanta. If he came out with a show in Atlanta, I'd presume it'd be very bad because I'm not a fan of his rap. Now, if it turned out to be very good, I'd give credit where it's due.
Right.
But yes, going into it, I would be like, I don't think I'm interested in the side of Atlanta he wants to tell.
I didn't know he was from Atlanta. I thought he was from Chicago.
I wish.
Look, they all can't be home runs, Withers.
Clearly.
But yeah, Atlanta, I mean, that first episode of this season, just starting off with dude playing like FIFA 04 and them going to rob, what was the place? Miss Winnie's?
This is Miss Winner's.
Yeah. That whole scene, that was like crazy just from like a directing standpoint, just like the whole cinematography of this shit, like the shootout, getting into the car speeding off. Like that was a wild opening to a season after what season one had been.
Oh yeah. That's why I was like, I definitely need to go back to season one and see what I missed. for opening up like this, I must have missed a hell of a closing.
When he was on Colbert last week, I think, because this was coming out, so he was doing like that the circuit that you're just apparently forced to do.
It's 1951. Right. The only way people know about it is if you go on.
So you get the word out.
Jay Leno. Yeah, if you go on Johnny Carson show.
And he said it was Black Curb. That's how he described Atlanta.
That's how Glover did? Or yeah. That's how...
No, if Colbert said that, he'd be off TV. He'd be ruined.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I don't know. I mean, I love them both. They feel like different shows. But again, it's only that we're 11 episodes deep. Like, right. This could run a long time. But either I'm all in. So whatever it turns into so far, I'm all in.
Like when he said that, it made me think of early in season one where the white dude at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? When he
was telling the story. Yeah.
Yeah. And he tells it differently around Paperboy.
Of course.
That felt like Larry. I don't know if Larry David would write something similar to that. Obviously, he wouldn't.
They were going for the.
Huh?
Damn it. We cut out again, I think.
I heard half of your last sentence.
No, I just said that was the very first episode. They were like, yeah, we're just going to throw everything in the first episode and see what sticks.
All right. I thought it was like episode two or something, but yeah, I knew it was early. So that felt very Black Curb-ish to me.
I could see that. Yeah, I don't. It's a solid take. It's a reasonable take. I agree.
My top five today, though. Jasper.
Always a strong one.
Jasper kills me. Doesn't get enough credit. Someone asked me when we were on Twitch on Friday, and I just named like four Hartman characters and like Mole Man.
Jasper.
No, Jasper's new. I haven't said Jasper yet. I'll go Jasper. I'll go Groundskeeper Willie.
Okay.
I'll go Burns. Burns is going to be on all my lists. That's three. And I'll go Lenny and Carl to finish out the five.
Strong. Strong.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think. I thought you were going to throw Lovejoy in there with her, Helen, with her appearance at the basketball game.
She only has that one line.
That's all she needs.
And anytime she speaks, for raising such a shit kid, she's pretty judgmental.
Well, I think that's exactly why she raised a shit kid.
Yeah, it's true.
I think A led to B.
Do you have a five or no?
Nah, I was trying to. I just haven't watched it. Once I get back into it, I could just throw off a five, but I wanted to be sincere.
What's your top three Atlanta characters?
Oh, boy. Like, of both seasons?
Yeah.
My favorite character is the guy that gave him the wings and J.R. Crickets. That's my favorite character by far.
Is J.R. Crickets a real place or no?
Yeah, it's a real place.
When I take my train to Atlanta, that's where we're going.
Yeah, go. Come on down. He's like, if you'd have let me down, I don't know what I'd do. And just walked off. It's my favorite line from the entire season. So he's number one. Quavo is number two, of course.
Ah, that's a tremendous episode.
And number three, probably Darius. Darius just cracked up.
Them driving in the car and he's got like chop suey blaring, just trying to have a normal voiced conversation.
Who's your three?
I think it's just Darius three times. Like everything he says, and him talking about Florida Man. Oh man,
Florida Man. I told you.
Yeah, look, Lakeith Stanfield. Just in general, they made him at the Oscars last night come out and do a Get Out skit and. After he tweeted, right after it ended, he tweeted, he was like, man, that was awkward as fuck.
Wow, he is me.
He's like, well, that check clears. I guess I'll take it.
Yeah, what's done is done.
And then he started roasting his own fit. It was incredible. It was great to see. But, hey, like, he was also in Death Note, which was, like, a straight-to-Netflix movie.
Mm.
That was, like, critically panned because it was based off, like, anime, and naturally they made it the whole cast white.
Sure. Just like anime, yes.
And he played, like, the CIA guy who was trying to catch this kid. And it was weird seeing him not be... I mean, I guess he was. I hadn't seen Get Out yet, so this was the first time I'd seen him not be hysterical. And I was like, "Oh, this dude can hits all the notes. He can do. He's got an incredible range.
I can act in a mall, man."
But yeah, him saying anything on Atlanta. What flavor do you think hot fries are? Hot.
A strong answer.
It's not the wrong answer.
He's not wrong.
It's like
apparently John Boyega is the new Magic Johnson. Wow.
Yeah, I'm happy it's back. Because they call this one Robin season. And what's Gambino's character's name? I always forget.
Earn.
Earn. That's right. I imagine he's got the gold plated gun now.
Oh, yeah. If you think that gun's not coming back to play.
Oh, come on. And the Gator's coming back into play. Let's.
Of course. The Cayman. Excuse me. It's Cayman.
He's, I mean, the cops were terrified of that thing. He just walking around, the head held high.
That's how you do it. You make your getaway out the back. Meanwhile, they're wondering how to get a.
Best Truman, the Cayman, back in the tub. We cut out again? God damn.
Yes.
God damn.
Well, you're back now. Incredible.
For the second, yes.
Yeah, for now. Wild, coming into the office is somehow much worse than doing it from home.
That'll learn you.
But you know it's good everywhere, Withers.
Hmm?
Spring has sprung. That's not the good part. That's somewhat argued. That's all right. But that means it's time for a little spring cleaning. This year.
That's the good part.
Correct. Yeah, fresh, hitting the reset button on everything.
Heck yeah.
This year, start with your underwear draw. Do you say draw or drawer?
I don't know if I ever say either. I say drawers. Like, those are the things I put on.
What do you keep them in?
Drawer, a dresser.
A dresser, yeah, but the dresser has drawers in it.
Yeah, the drawers are what I put on.
God damn it. Who's on first?
Yeah. This was high comedy back in 51.
Oh, we would
have
been...
put the drawers on. What do you get the drawer out of? I put the drawers on, Abbott.
The crowd, like the paramedics are standing by with oxygen tanks because the crowd's just on the floor.
I said, you dirty dog. Drawer is the name of the dog.
Change things up this year and treat yourself by throwing out your old multi-pack boxers and replacing them with the unbelievable comfort of Tommy John.
Tell me more.
Tommy John is committed to providing unparalleled comfort, not only in their undergarments, but in all of their incredible apparel. And that's true. This is no jive here.
Oh, yeah. This is a malarkey-free podcast.
You tell me about it. Best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. If it's not the most comfortable pair of underwear, you people, that's right, have ever worn, Tommy John will foot the bill. Someone wrote this in 1928. More than an underwear company. With socks that stay up all day, undershirts that never come untucked, and reimagined t-shirts, Tommy John has it all, dame.
It's the pee's knees, I tell you.
Tommy John is the revolutionary clothing company. We should do a whole podcast talking like that once. I'm sure that won't get old after 5 minutes for both us and people listening to it.
I don't know. People be like, why'd you guys quit it 2 hours in? I was just getting into the character.
Yeah,
I've
finally figured out what was happening here. Tommy John is the revolutionary clothing company for the modern men, and they make the greatest underwear on the planet. Intuitive designs combine with smart fabrics to eliminate bunching, squishing, and riding up altogether. Riding up's quietly one of the worst things that's ever happened in humanity.
Quietly.
Well,
I don't like how people have to like pretend they're not doing what they're doing. Like we all, it happens to everyone.
The adjustment.
I don't have my Tommy Johns. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like men, women, it happens. Like just get in there, huh?
Well, you take that. It's like if you're trying to do it on the go, you take that weird like side step with like the real long stride and try and like shake it down.
Yeah, it looks completely normal. No one else has ever done it, so no one else knows what you're doing at all.
So what are you, half crane? Why did you just do that?
Yeah, what are you crab walking? What are you doing?
But in other words, Tommy John are wedgie-proof. Can your underwear say that? Can your sentient speaking underwear, can they speak on their own behalf here?
They could. You wouldn't want to hear what they've got to say.
They'd probably be in constant agony. Tommy John... also completely reimagined t-shirts with their silky soft second skin tees. Vibrant colors, a modern fit for the modern man, and premium fabrics make second skin tees a must-have. Plus, they're wrinkle-resistant and they never shrink.
Much like me.
Shirts that shrink are my number one enemy. By far.
I just hate that they... Like, the whole shirt doesn't shrink. Like, the sleeves will shrink, so your body's fine, and the sleeves look like you're wearing, like, a jersey. No consistency.
I just say when I put on a new shirt, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this fits exactly perfectly. And then you wash it once, and it's like, oh, man, I need to lose 700 pounds if this is ever going to fit again.
It's a setup, man. That's why I order all my shit six sizes too big. I let it come to me.
And ones that say they came pre-washed, that's the biggest lie that's ever been told.
Yeah, I was like, I need to see what y'all's pre-washing ceremony is. I feel like the people that wash these don't even wash a washcloth, so I don't know what your pre-wash means.
They bring it down to a creek, and they have that board that they mash it up against?
Mm-hmm. They just run it through the wringer and leave it outside for 7 days.
I never would have done laundry in an era where there wasn't a machine I could put it in.
Nah. Plus, everybody else thinking too.
Right.
Are you kidding? What's the point of doing laundry once a month? Just never do laundry.
I think people desperately needed it because, like, streets, everywhere you walked was just also, like, filled with horse shit. So everything you owned just had horse shit on it.
All right. Word you just say because we cut out again.
It wasn't that funny.
just edit me laughing loudly at it.
No. Words cannot do Tommy John justice. You've got to try this stuff for yourself, Jack.
Heck yeah.
Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Mick for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/MICK for 20% off the most comfortable clothing items imaginable. Only at TommyJohn.com/Mick.
They're the cat's pajamas, Jack.
And also, BetDSI, our close personal pals.
Yes.
Basketball is in fully swing, and you can get in each game with BetDSI.eu. You put in a bet, you check in at the scorers table, they throw you directly into the action. It's that simple.
Have they already did the Wonderlic test? I'd like to lay a little money down.
Oh, no.
Did you see that?
I saw the odds, yeah. That was actually problematic.
Yeah, let me see if I can grease my palms with a little bit of the man's racism.
I think they had, like, Rosen third, too, didn't they?
That Josh Allen was comfortably first, and I was like, I think that's the most offensive part of it.
Right. Like, right.
By all accounts I've heard, I was like, no, Rosen might be too smart for football. Like,
right.
He might be a genius, and they're like, yeah, he might understand the Wonderlic.
He's like Myron Roll. They're going to blackball him.
They're going to whiteball him?
Yes.
Disgusting.
So I don't know how he's not first. If they wanted to be smart with their racism, they should have put Lamar in the middle, put like Mayfield right behind him and Rosen in front of him, people wouldn't have had any, like, that would have got no traction at all.
Well, that, I mean, Vegas knows where their bread is buttered. Everybody wants to everybody wants to bet on them coming in last. There's no fun in the middle.
Yeah, I guess.
If we're going to be racist, there's no need to put moderation on it now.
Yeah, what are we going to do, lose our jobs?
Yeah. That's 10% too. Let's reel it back. We'll still have it, mind you, but let's make them a plus 600.
You'll feel the action at betdsi.eu with all the odds, lines, live in-game betting for every basketball game and every other major sport. You heard that right. Live in-game betting. Play online and on your phone. That way when you're watching the Wolves and it's like, oh, Towns has already taken 15 shots, they're only up two. I know the Wolves are about to lose this game because Towns isn't going to see the ball again. You can smash that button and make yourself some scratch.
So yeah, they've got 99 points with 6 minutes left. Towns is on fire. Oh, he's coming out? He's not coming back in. I'll take the under.
Play online and on your phone. Sign up now and be playing in minutes. Go ahead. Make your game day picks and get ready for the fastest payouts in the business. BetDSI.eu has been paying happy winners for over 20 years. It's one of the oldest sites for players to bet and win.
Used to could just bet there. Nothing would ever happen. In 91, the new management, now you can win there.
If you're looking for some NBA action, we strongly recommend you use BetDSI. Hence why we're reading this. Feels like a weird thing to say. It was pretty much what we've been saying just boiled down into one sentence. It's almost like that's the only sentence they needed. You can also bet.
Almost like they have family. I won't let them go unless I read this.
We're both Chris Webber. Wow. You can also bet college basketball, tournament season coming. A lot of money to be made there.
Oh, and this might be the last NCAA tournament ever, so you'll definitely want to lay a little money. You'll definitely want to bet on the very last Sweet 16 ever.
Hockey, soccer, golf, MMA, Otto. Just a guy named Otto. You can bet on him.
Otto from The Simpsons. That's my top five.
It's a strong top five.
Pretty good.
Esports and more. It's all at betdsi.eu. Try it out today and check out our special offer. And that special offer is you smash playoff promo code TAPE25 and get a free $25 play plus 100% matching bonus on your first deposit. That's right.
Wow. Wow.
Check out betdsi.eu. Use promo code TAPE25 for a free $25 play and matching deposit bonus. That's betdsi.eu, promo code TAPE25, free $25 play and 100% matching bonus only at betdsi.eu.
Heck yeah.
Now, this happened a few days ago. I almost called you Saturday, so you just get something out about this because it's easily the best story to come out of basketball this whole year. J.R. Smith has been throwing soups.
Man, you talk about of all the things I would have expected J.R. Smith to be reprimanded for. Didn't see this one coming.
I think it was like Friday morning this happened. Or the news happened.
How did that make it out, man? Like, why couldn't it just been like detrimental to team, like, or one of those like general excuses?
I think another, like, other players, you could get away with that. When it's JR, there's this inherent need to know what he did because it could be anything.
Oh, I know. He could have thrown, I don't know, soup at an assistant coach.
It's so perfect. It's like. Like, I was writing something this weekend that I haven't published yet and may never, but about how the case for Klay Thompson to be everyone's favorite player that doesn't play on their own team. And I don't know if Klay's, like, I had to stop writing it because I don't know if Klay's usurped JR. If JR hadn't thrown that soup, that would have been much easier for me to write, but JR threw the soup.
Klay's got to throw, like, a cannoli at somebody.
A couple churros.
He just throws a whole salad at Patrick McCaw.
See, I feel like salad, is below soup on the like salad is an way easier mess to like clean off yourself. Probably just as difficult to clean off the floor, but no one's doing that. Like, that's some other poor guy's job. That's not
like you I don't just, know. You throw somebody like a salad with the dressing, and you gotta have the fixings in it though.
Oh yeah.
Like, but if you throw like a full one of those at somebody, you said Tyron Lue upside the head like a Cobb salad,
ham everywhere.
he's just picking it out of his mustache.
We still don't know the type of soup, which is just irresponsible journalism at this point.
I know. They're all trash anyway. What a shame.
Yeah, you are not. I'm constant. Like, PFT, all winter, he just eats soup. It's crazy. Soup's a very unfulfilling meal.
It's not a meal.
There's a it's like if you go to like a not even nicer, like a middle of the road place, they're like, oh, do you want a super salad for your appetizer?
Yeah, people are like, yeah, I'll have the soup, and then I'm gonna also order a soup. Are you kidding me?
It feels like a monumental waste of time for sure. I've never understood it.
You eat it when you're sick. Nobody's like, let's celebrate, guys. Let's go ahead and have a nice soup.
Now, one of my exes, her mother used to make a stew, which was basically she just cooked the meat in a big like vat of juice, and then we ate it like regular meat, like on a plate. And I was like, oh, this isn't really stew. That would have to come in a bowl. But I'm all in on like meat. Like I'm here.
Just stewed meat.
Yeah, it was very straight. Like they were like, oh,
very tender.
Yeah, it was delightful. Well, they were like, yeah, we're having stew tonight. And then when we sat down, there were plates there. I was like, I don't think you guys know what stew means.
They just laid it. It just runs off the side. It's just running over the table. You're like, you have bowls now. You have what now?
Nice glass of stew. Yeah, I'm out. I'm out on soup. I don't understand the, like, I'm out on hot liquids, like, period.
Hmm. I'm trying to think what hot liquids I drink. I don't hate them, but again, I don't know when the last time I've drunk one was. So.
Like tea, I like because I'm Irish. But other than that, like, coffee's like.
The Irish drink a lot of tea?
We do.
Oh, boy.
But, like, the most consumed non-water beverage has got to be coffee, and coffee stinks.
Yeah, I'm all the way out on coffee. Like, that's the thing I can do. I could do tea, but I'd rather have iced tea.
I like
which
both.
Which is decidedly not a hot. I know, I do like both, but if I have a choice, I'm picking iced tea.
Yeah. Three out of the four seasons up here, because you don't really get seasons, but three out of the four up here, I'm definitely going iced tea over hot tea. Like, they give a nice summer night with a hot tea. No, thank you.
Yeah, nah. That's honestly how people drink. Like, people just start their morning with, like, 200-degree coffee. Like, it's just burning your gullet. That's just how you start your morning? Jesus.
I'll never understand it. It's the strangest thing a lot of people just sign up to do. Because that's the thing, like, people are like, you're not going to like it the first couple of times, but then you're going to need it. It's like, well, that sounds like a heroin dealer.
Yeah, first one's always free. We used to talk about soup? Soon you'll be sucking dick for it. Soup? I'll be sucking dick for soup?
I'll drink a hot cocoa here and there, but chocolate milk's far superior.
Yeah, I would agree.
So, I'm out on hot liquid, and soup is decidedly a hot liquid.
I was like, even then, people are like, what about cold soup? I was like, that sounds like the worst thing I've ever heard of in my life. A cold soup?
A nice gazpacho?
Like a nice miso soup or something before you eat like a Japanese restaurant. I'm fine with it, but again, it's one part of a mini course meal.
See, I skip
you're
that.
Out on the miso soup?
Oh, yeah. I skip it 100% of the time.
I do the miso. I don't do the salad because I don't like salad. That's why I skip it. But yeah, I would never ever be like, yeah, just let me get a bigger bowl of this miso and that's my meal. Or be like, oh, you can, like, what's the nicest pasta dish you have? Just dump hot water on it, please. Just dump broom or old mop water on it.
Yeah.
And I'll have that as a soup.
I could have swore that's why people enjoyed Sauce, because it gave it like the there are plenty of Irish and probably English weirdos that will just have pasta with like butter, and that to me seems like way too heavy of a meal.
I could see that before I just dump hot water on it.
I don't disagree, but it's just like I thought the sauce was in there. Like, hey, let's everyone like calm down a little bit. We'll be in the middle here.
Oh nah, there's no sensibility in the pasta game.
It is like so. Like tomato soup to me is by far the worst soup. Like that's just a waste of everyone's time.
I think people are like, you know, what do you dip your grilled cheese in? What? What do I dip my what in? Are you kidding me? I'm not 4 years old anymore. What are y'all doing?
Just
eat a pizza. If you're eating a grilled cheese and tomato soup, just eat a pizza.
Correct. That I agree with. Grilled cheese unto itself, I think, is an underrated appetizer, now that we're talking about the whole spectrum of foods here.
You can keep it.
Listen, I'm not here to defend it tooth and nail. I just don't hate it like I hate these other foods we're discussing.
Fair. I'm out on all of them.
Like, it's just some bread and cheese and, like, toasted. I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with just toasted bread. Big fan of toast.
Well, now you've gone too far.
I never said I was a modest man.
Are you, like, plain bread toast guy, or do you need, like, a cinnamon raisin bread?
I can do plain white or wheat. I like a cinnamon raisin bagel when I'm feeling like a bagel-y bitch. I'll get a nice cinnamon raisin bagel. But, yeah, outside that, I stick with the plain.
You're going to have people tweeting you from all over being like, oh, you think you're from Atlanta? You know about bagels?
I'm like, no, I don't. No to both of those questions. You never been to Einstein's on 48.
Correct.
Yeah, I probably never will. Then why are you talking about bagels? I talked about that 6 weeks ago.
Like, the bagels here are fine. I would just love to know why. Like, New York water, also fine. It's not the best water I've ever had. So them being like, oh, yeah, that's why we have better pizza dough and all this stuff. Like, I get it's a factor. It's not, the best I've ever had.
Well, that won't fly in New York, because the best in New York is... It's your favorites is what everybody in New York thinks.
With barbecue, we all agree. Clearly the top of the chain.
I thought they was talking about eating the tray in that damn picture. That disgusts me.
That was the saddest looking tray I can imagine.
Second grade school lunch. That was school lunch barbecue day.
Like, I don't even like pickles, and that was the most appetizing thing on the tray.
I'd just have a water. Water and a cornbread, please. Several napkins.
The weird part is I found fine barbecue in New York. I'm not saying it was like, oh, you need to try this place, but fine, like edible.
Acceptable.
Yeah, middle of the road, like you're in New York. It's good for New York, would be wild average for places that like have perfected it. That tray was not what I've found.
No. If you served me, I'd ask for my money back. I wouldn't even be upset. I would just be like, nah, this is just...
It's a waste of everyone's time.
This isn't working for me. My animal died for this? I didn't even know PETA represented, but I am like, damn, I'd hate for it to be in vain.
Right, yeah, that's disrespectful to the animal that was slaughtered.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to go, let's make it for a good cause.
The mason who welded that tray, even he is upset.
Even he, I hope his widow... get something back on her pension for him taking the time for that.
What I do like is how incredibly mad everyone got. I'm always here for that.
Sure.
And it also exposed other people who were like, nah, this is real barbecue. And then their tray looked like some trash as well.
Oh, yeah. People love to show out with some bullshit.
Just terrible. People are really bad at comebacks.
Well, people would just be like, okay, here's like your same dry ass meat. I just threw a bunch of sauce on it. Nah, right. That still ain't like, no, you don't win.
Correct. Yeah. There were a lot of, I did see a lot like, oh, it's yeah, just slathered in sauce. And it's like, I'm sure the sauce is fine, but that's not what we're judging here.
You're overcompensating, man. What are you hiding?
ever since George Brett came up here with like traditional Kansas City barbecue, I consider myself an expert.
Sure. At one, since you've told me about it, I've also turned my nose up a bit to the pedestrian view of BBQ.
It was way better than anything I've had in north of Pennsylvania.
I just don't see the Northeast as a big barbecue place. It's fine.
No, that's the thing. Like there used to be a place literally directly around the corner from me growing up, and it was called Texas Barbecue. Their branding was on point. And it was tremendous. It was really fucking good, but it was really good just like meat, and they had like those huge wedge fries. I know you hate all fries, but they had like those huge ones that were basically just like four of those fries was like one potato. And everything was delicious. Everything was tender. They had a smoker. They were doing it all correctly. It wasn't even close to that shit from Kansas City. It wasn't even close.
No, of course not.
Nor should it be.
That's what I'm saying. It's good to somebody that's eating Texas barbecue in Boston. It ain't good to somebody that's eating Texas barbecue in Texas.
Right. Where Boston, this is what I won't understand. I truly don't get it. Beans in the South, awful. Awful. I'm sure you hate
that.
All beans.
I'm fine with beans.
I don't know how Boston got those better than everyone else.
Like baked beans?
Yeah.
I've never had Boston baked beans. I would take the South's baked beans over there.
You guys put them in like barbecue sauce. I don't understand it.
What do y'all put them in? What do y'all cook them in?
It's its own like bean juice. I don't really.
Okay. Fuck out of here. No need for that.
No, it's not cooked in itself or anything like that. It's just not. It's not barbecue sauce.
Like, okay, so what do you put with it then? Like, what's the end result? I know the Boston baked bean candy was terrible.
Yeah, the candy's trash. That's down there with like black licorice. It's just like the all time.
All right, Boston. Reel it in.
You give me some white licorice now.
I'll even do a little tan licorice.
Only if I've been drinking. I don't know how to describe it other than the fact that it's not barbecue sauce. It's just, it's definitely in something. There's nothing else to compare it. It's like only comes like with Boston baked. I don't know. You're just going to have to try it.
Sound trash.
And there are places in Boston that will fuck it up too because they'll start putting some barbecue sauce in there and it's not what it's about. And it's unto itself. It's completely individual.
I trust the South. If they were like, this stinks, it needs barbecue sauce, I trust it.
I understand your line of thought, but I'm telling you, if they could get the meats from Kansas, I don't like Carolina barbecue. They put too much vinegar in it, it fucks it up for me.
I don't disagree with that. It's an acquired taste.
Right.
If one is like, I don't have an acquired taste for this.
Right. Kansas.
I can see how you would, though.
Yeah. Like, somehow I don't hate it on, like, pulled pork, but everything else, I'm like, nah, I'm not. I'm all set. Thank you, Carolina.
Yeah.
But, like, Kansas City to me, because it's, other than those two, it's like, it's a huge gap between Kansas City and Carolina for me.
Sure.
I've had, like, there's a barbecue festival where people from all over the country come up to Boston in, like, trucks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've tried, like, Texas and all that, and it's all delicious, but it couldn't possibly be the same as being there. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course. It's never the same. Like, again, it's fine for that. It's fine to say you tried, like, Memphis barbecue or whatever, but it ain't Memphis barbecue.
Right. It's not the same dude who's been, like, making it every day for the past, like, 40 years.
Right. He just, like, one of the ingredients is like, a shoelace, and nobody knows why. But goddamn, that shit good.
Yeah, without the shoelace, the whole recipe falls apart.
You need the people to show up. Is Ed not here today? Like, nah, he called in. See, I can tell. Goddamn.
Why'd you guys just close up until he's healthy?
Yeah, what do you say, y'all? Get on up out of here.
But if you could take these top, to me, now other people can disagree, do it elsewhere. If you could take that top barbecue and get it with, like, Boston beans, now you're talking about a luxurious meal fit for a king. And Mexican corn too. Throw Mexican corn in. Now we're
throw it in the garbage.
Oh man, you hate all corn. That's why.
Corn sucks, dude. I can't believe people like soup. People still arguing for red lobster's biscuits in my menu.
I did see that. That was funny. That was.
I disagree.
Every picture looked drier than the last.
That's what I'm saying. People would post. I was like, these are the good pictures. People are like, you don't want to just sink your teeth into that. Nobody could sink their teeth into this hard shit.
Right. Like people are people posting those with their own free will and just missing it.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god. Like again, cheese aside, it's like the Embiid, obviously it's just a Kentucky thing. No, objectively, those biscuits are bad. Cheese aside, they just stink. I will die on that hill and probably be killed on that hill.
I think that's what people get the maddest at you about is that Cheddar Bay biscuit take.
Now that it's easily steak. It's easily steak.
Why? Because what do you like it well done? What?
10 minutes on each side, slathered up in ketchup.
I'll never understand. Are you serious with the ketchup?
No. See? You see how mad you just got?
No. I was going to say, I eat steak and cheese. Well, when I used to eat meat and will again in the future, like, I used to eat steak and cheese sandwiches with ketchup, and I don't understand why that's so frowned upon.
That sounds awful.
It's fine. Like, I'll usually do it with, like, a little bit and then hot sauce on top of that, but.
That sounds terrible.
It's delicious.
I'll never know.
That's fine. More for me.
That's all for you.
More for the McMahon.
Help yourself.
What do you put on a steak and cheese?
Food shit.
Huh?
Huh? What did you say?
I said, what do you put on a steak and cheese?
I don't eat a steak and cheese because I don't eat cheese.
I mean, that you talk about wild takes.
I don't know. Not a cheese fan. I'm not a cheese fan, but cheese doesn't suck. Corn sucks. Like, corn fucking sucks.
I like the sweetness, so I disagree.
Okay, so eat sugar.
I do. Okay, there's plenty of time for both. That took 24 hours.
If you just put like capsules of sugar into candle wax.
It's not waxy. Get out of here.
Corn? Like corn off the cob, not waxy?
Correct.
Ugh.
I mean, clearly you don't enjoy it. We've seen steak. This. Wait, go back to your steak. Why do people get so mad at you about steak?
I don't even know. Anytime it's like one of those... It's just every single time they post, like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, how do you like your steak? And every single time, I say one pass, well done. Every single time. Just because I know it gets people upset, and it never fails.
But what's your actual take on steak? Not what are you doing to troll people on the internet?
It's not even a troll. No, I don't eat it enough. If I'm going to a really nice place that I know they'll cook it right, I'll get it medium well.
Okay.
If not, I'll get medium because I know they'll overcook it a little bit.
Oh, see, in my, like, when I've ordered it, I feel like if I get medium, they undercook it.
Really? So what do you order?
I used to order medium, and it took me way too long to adjust and say medium well.
Yeah, I said medium well, and even then they're like, oh, you're crazy. You're supposed to be eating it blue rare. And I'm like, well, that's not a thing that's ever going to happen.
People are crazy with how... Like, not even pink, red. They prefer that. Like, what are you doing?
Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, you get to that point, it can't be warm. So you're just chewing, like, cold, cold flesh. Awesome.
That one you posted yesterday was, I think, just a dish filled with motor oil. I don't know what else it could have been.
Man, I don't know what Chuck be eating, man. Eat that cheese ice cream, too. I'm worried about him.
Ugh. Yeah, that's...
It's like a legit cheese ice cream, and it makes me sick just thinking of it.
I think Donnie, over in wherever in the world he is right now, just had, like, egg yolk ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah, that was his pretty much reaction after tasting it, so that... can scratch that one off.
Good God, no. I might would eat soup before I would eat that.
You're such a big fan of pizza. I don't think I ever realized how little you enjoyed cheese.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only reason. That's how much you know I really fuck with pizza. It's like I tolerate cheese because it's a minimal part of an actual pizza.
I don't,
to me.
I don't disagree with you because growing up, seeing kids like stroll in with like, especially cold cheese on like a sandwich, like yeah, that along with coffee. I don't know how they're so embraced by everyone.
Nah, I can't. Like, I can't do cold cuts. I never could. I just don't like
none of them.
Nah,
this is wild. What do you eat?
Pizza. We just established.
Fair. No steak. I do think steak and cheese, like, or cheese steak, whatever the fuck people want to call it, that does feel like a very Northeast thing.
Yeah. No. Like, any cheese steak talk, I'm just, no, I'm good.
No, like, chicken palm sub? None of that?
Nah.
Well, there's cheese on that.
Yeah. Too much for this man.
What if I put chicken palm on a pizza?
I think I'd just rather have pepperoni on a pizza.
All right. That's a deli meat, though. Hey, you keep getting yourself in these corners.
But it's hot. Again, I can't eat it cold.
What about like a Cuban panini?
I don't think I've ever had one. I'm assuming it has cheese.
Yeah.
I'm out.
But it's hot.
It has cheese, though.
You can get it cheeseless, and then I think it's just like various meats and like a pickle. I don't like pickles. That's why I never get them.
I don't like pickles either.
I don't understand it. There are so many things multiple people like, and I'm like, I don't know how you're doing it.
Yeah, soup.
In Brooklyn specifically, I don't know if this happens anywhere else on the planet. It probably does, and I'm going to sound really stupid, but that's never stopped me before. In Brooklyn, like one of the first times I ever came down here, one of my boys was like, yeah, you got to try a pickleback shot. I was like, it sounds...
Oh, yeah. That happened the first, or not the first time I was in New York, but the time I was in New York, yep.
All right, so it is a New York thing then. Did you take it?
Yes. It was a bad idea.
It was the worst idea.
It was a horrible, horrible idea.
Just give me the whiskey. I'll be on my way.
Yeah. Like, I was like, is this like a, like, y'all trolling me? Is this like the name of a drink, like a whiskey and something mixed? I'm like, nope, it's the actual juice from a pickle. Like, you mother, just don't drink. If you need that to cut your liquor, don't drink.
Yeah, there are plenty of heroin dealers out here bad that need some customers.
Yeah, there's plenty of alcoholics like me that would rather just take the whiskey straight, and you're wasting all of our time.
I don't understand. Like, that's another thing. Like, whiskey tastes fine to me. I drank some in the office the other day, like, middle of the day. Everyone was looking at me crazy. Like, I don't... It tastes...
Like, it's the middle of the day.
In a normal office, I would agree. Here, not so much.
Yeah, that's what they turn their nose.
People are giving me crazy looks. It's like, what are we doing here?
That guy's got a problem. And he's like, eyes like rolling back in his head.
Man, that was J.R. Smith.
That was Corn Sucks with Whiskers and McMahon.
Don't you dare put my name on that.
I'll put anybody's name on that. Corn and those fucking biscuits suck.
I'm out on the biscuits. You get a Bertucci's roll, you start slandering those. I don't think you will because there's no cheese involved.
Honestly, if it's just a roll, like, again, people are like, what restaurant bread you like? Basically any of them. Basically right. Any of them. That's one where people are like, oh, I don't like bread. I'm like, you don't eat it for health reasons or you don't like bread? I don't like bread. I don't believe you. Bread is amazing. It's simply amazing.
Bread is delicious. It's quietly like my fifth favorite food probably. Maybe
I think it's got to be higher for me. Like, and again, if you're not eating it for health reasons or like it legit fucks with some people's stomach and all that, right. I get all that. But to say like it doesn't taste good,
that's wrong.
It's the same with pita. Like, you can tell me you don't eat chicken wings for whatever reason, but you can tell me they're not good. They don't taste good. That's just not true.
Right. Yeah. Very incorrect. I can understand if people don't like ripping into a wing and seeing like ligaments and stuff. That could definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that 100%. Doesn't bother me.
No, but, not at all.
Yeah, I floss with the I live this life.
Get way up in there.
I'm picking it with like the tip of the wing. I'm like, man, you died so I could have a dinner I'll forget within 24 hours.
and then eat one of your friends.
Thanks, little buddy.
But we'll be back later this week, probably. Rest in peace, Tom Broded.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Car Care is fun for Flint. Smash that donation button.
Please. And, please, please, and thank you.
Rest in peace to the poor cow and or pig that was killed to make that pathetic looking tray.
Oh, I hope that was tofu. I hope that was just meat free
jackfruit.
Yeah, just, it tastes like pulled pork. You know, I bet it fucking doesn't.
Right. Yeah, it's still in my fridge. I'm terrified to try it.
Correct.
But yeah, we'll see you guys later this week.
Butternut corn sucks. That's it. That's the noise today.
You motherfucker.
Dress it up and make it real for me.
Eskimo, the coolest DJ in the world.
Whatever that fucking means. There's something in the style for. Spill a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Gotta roll a pound up a gas. Switch the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, nigga, gon' let him have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All these cops shoot a nigga tragic. Only one to live in lavish. Like I'm playing for the Mavericks. I don't want it for the bitch that might have made me fuck her even though she average. Dirty money in the cup, 45 by my good. When young nigga in the cup, take you out for some joints. It's countless money, no rush. I'm only one way flushing. Loud pack smelling mustard. These fucking police can't touch me. These fucking police can't touch me. These fucking niggas can't touch me. Apply the pressure with the VVS. I drive the foreign like it was a ship. Drive the foreign like it was a ship. Lift it up and go to North City. Fuck a Cooper like she Holly Berry. Future hit this dirty Sprite legendary. Dirty soda in the styrofoam. Spill a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Gotta roll a pound up a gas. Switch the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, nigga, gon' let him have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All these cops shoot a nigga tragic. Only one to live in lavish. Like I'm playin' for the Mavericks. I don't want it for the bitch that might have made me fuck her even though she average. Fuck on the basic bitch. We gon' wake up and smoke on some blood and fuck. She gon' keep it so real with a nigga that I'ma come back and always gon' fuck with her. Been a curve and a spray like a model bus. I was working and serving in Nautica. I get high till I'm higher than mercury. Fuck around, teach you that recipe. Fuck around, you gon' be out of here. Make it say huh like a nigga with juvie. Soon as that work hit the city, we move it. Post up in honest and shoot us a movie. Post up in honest and shoot us a movie. Take it to the side of the club and just in case a nigga ever gotta use it. Get a paint a coat and pour it up, nigga. Dirty soda in the styrofoam. Spill a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Gotta roll a pound up a gas. Switch the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, nigga, gon' let him have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All these cops shoot a nigga tragic. Only one to live in lavish. Like I'm playin' for the Mavericks. I don't want it for the bitch that might have made me fuck her even though she average.
As long as police can't touch me.
Fucking niggas can't touch me. Apply the pressure when the VVS. I try to fool
DJ like Esco. Let's go.
Fuck a Cooper like she Holly Berry. Future hit this dirty Sprite legendary. Dirty soda in the styrofoam. Spill a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Gotta roll a pound up a gas. Switch the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, nigga, gon' let him have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All these cops shoot a nigga tragic. Only one to live in lavish. Like I'm playin' for the Mavericks. I don't want it for the bitch that might have made me fuck her even though she average.
Come on, let's pray. Dear Lord, please forgive us for all the sins we have brought upon us. And look down upon us with forgiveness for all the sins we will have in the future. I know you understand that brothers ain't perfect. we try, Lord. We try to keep our heads up in bad times. This is a bad time. Show us the way. And if you can't show us the way, then forgive us for being lost.